Prayer for Guidance to Raise Our Children by Meg Bucher, read by Leah Martin. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. John 14:26. Laughing and sprinting across the pavilion, kids whipped little foam balls in one direction as they curved to the other. And in the middle of the chaos, one child stood still. I can't catch or throw. Many of us suffer from anxiety. Even those of us who don't deal with chronic anxiety are tempted to follow a trail of toxic thoughts down a rabbit hole. And this is especially true for adults who raise children. But there's a power stronger than our discouragement or fears. When we feel helpless, it helps to remember we're not the savior of any child. The Holy Spirit comforts, counsels, and connects us to the Father. In Jesus' physical absence, he's ever present with us until Christ returns. We have authority over our thoughts and a power within us to choose grace, hope, and joy, no matter what trials we endure. And we can pray these truths daily over the children we know and love in hopes that they would be fully healed and feel the Spirit connecting and counseling and encouraging them. Let's pray. Father, glory to you in the highest. You go providentially before us and remain with us constantly. Translating for and counseling us, Holy Spirit, you're always on standby. Father, teach us more about who the person of the Holy Spirit is and the work he does in our lives. Paul wrote, "The person without the Spirit doesn't accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they're discerned only through the Spirit." 1 Corinthians 2:14. Oh, that our eyes would be open to see your glory alive and active in our everyday lives. Help us to understand with better clarity how to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Soften our hearts and open our minds, Father, to see with your heavenly perspective. Empower us to know how to specifically love the people you've placed in our lives, especially our children. You alone are God. Bring the pieces of every puzzle together. Fill in the gaps of our humanity and forgive us for the instances when a critical spirit overtook our conversation with our children. Help us to lead them to your feet. Fill their lives with your Spirit, God, with your healing, your wisdom, guidance, grace, joy, hope, mercy, forgiveness, and love. God, you love our children more than we do and have a purpose and a plan for each of their lives. Your ways are not our ways. Help us to let go when we need to and assure our children of your love for them. Strengthen our children in their faith as they receive, embrace, and follow their Savior. Jesus said, "But very truly I tell you, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." John 16:7. Guide our parenting, God. Let us lead our children to your feet, knowing you care intimately for them, just as you do for us. May the next generation serve your kingdom even more boldly than the last. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.